Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's affected the prices of food and gas, among other items. Now, new developments in the war in Ukraine. Ukraine reports a new barrage of Russian missile strikes across the country. And in a separate development earlier this morning, Russian media reported that explosions rocked two air bases in Russia. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
When asked whether President Vladimir Putin had been briefed about one of the base explosions, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that the president is being regularly informed about ongoing developments. This comes as many Western nations have enacted a $60 per barrel cap on the price they will pay for Russian crude oil, part of efforts to put a financial squeeze on Moscow over Russia's nine-month-old invasion of Ukraine.
Before the Supreme Court today, a case involving a Colorado graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples, saying it goes against her Christian faith. The AP's Jackie Quinn with both sides of this controversial issue.
The Constitutional Accountability Center says if website designer Lori Smith is allowed to refuse same-sex wedding websites, others could refuse to create web pages for a female CEO's retirement if they think a woman should stay at home, or a furniture designer could refuse to serve an interracial couple. But a lawyer for CatholicVote.org says if Smith loses her appeal, a Jewish choreographer could be forced to stage a dramatic Easter performance, or a Muslim advertising executive would be banned from refusing to create a campaign for a liquor company.
Thousands of residents of Moore County, North Carolina, have been without power after gunfire damaged two power substations. Tomorrow's election day in the runoff between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. This is AP News.
We tried Dynavite nutritional supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get them a shirt from Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, and our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at Father.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. The Waukesha community came together Sunday for the annual Christmas parade, a little more than 1 year after the tragedy of 2021. This year's parade, themed Peace on Earth, began with the crowd singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The parade stepped off with a banner in remembrance of those who died last year, honoring the victims, survivors, families, and first responders. Hundreds of people lined the curbs and cheered as the dancing grannies led the parade through the route, also marching the Waukesha Blazers Baseball Club and the Catholic community of Waukesha. Both groups had multiple members among the injured, including 8-year-old Jackson Sparks, who later died. Parade goers spoke of the need to show community support, honor those whose lives were lost, and celebrate the return of Waukesha's long-standing holiday tradition. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Sandy, you know who that is. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Purple Haze.
I didn't know who it was.
Oh my goodness! That's tragic, Sandy.
What? What? Who is? Is it Led Zeppelin?
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix. Oh,
yeah.
That's right, Mr. Upside Down.
Weren't you alive when he was alive?
I was absolutely alive. I just was never into knowing the names of the music I liked. Right.
I knew it. Just that guitar and that opening is legendary. No, right?
I remember when he played the Star Spangled Banner with his guitar.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. I want to go back quickly about this discussion. And if you haven't paid any attention to it, I think you should. I think everybody should, because what's at stake here is really a game changer. And the fact that it's on the table and being discussed is what I think, as an American who believes in the Constitution, believes in voting and all those things, understand that the fact that Republicans were able to pull these things off while things have been gerrymandered. And really, you gotta understand that if you put all the pieces together, Sandy, with what the Republicans have done over the last 10 to 15 years, somebody has orchestrated this movement. If you still look at it, Republicans haven't really won a real race nationally, as far as the presidency is concerned, with sheer numbers of votes they've been losing constantly. And they're not foolish. They know that the majority of the American people aren't going to be voting. They're not going to win races outright. They've seen that historically. And now this is a way that they can maintain, what it is they want.
Well, here's the deal. When you play canasta, you play by the rules. And I think the Republicans have looked at the rules far more carefully than the Democrats have, and they formulated a strategy that took the rules and played them to the maximum advantage, okay? And that's most people call that shrewd, and they applaud the winner. And so I do blame the Democratic Party and their approach to politics and their basic the way they have given up the rural vote and given it to the Republicans. Because when you get down to it, and I think historians will agree with this in the long run, it was yielding the rural vote which has caused the Republican strategy to be able to be implemented. And it was the Republicans, I think, who realized and took advantage of their capacity to seize the rural vote in the face of the strategies being used by the Democrats that have allowed this. But yes, this case, this decision that's pending, it kept me up last night, because when I read about it, I realized, It's unbelievable. This would dwarf in its impact on our political structure. This would dwarf Citizens United because it would allow all these things that we've looked at that Trump did after the 2020 election, calling the Secretary of State in Georgia, calling the Secretary of State and the governor of Arizona and saying, look, you guys can send electors to the Electoral College that don't reflect the headcount vote in your state. You have the power to do it. Go ahead and do it. And they said, no, we've got to follow the state constitution. We're not going to do that, okay? This decision would have empowered them to do exactly what Trump was asking them to do. Nothing they would have done if this case goes the wrong way would have violated the law, the federal law, and they could have gone ahead and implemented an electoral college vote that was totally not reflective of their own state's vote, and we would have ended up with a U.S. president that was, you know, a U.S. president who lost the headcount vote by over 10 million votes, and who had used the system. He played canasta to the point of, you know, they win the game, and I think what would happen is we'd all want to stop playing canasta.
Well, they don't win the game. The American people lose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The game would no longer be a tolerable game to be in, right? You'd leave the table and say, I'm not going to play this game. And what does that mean from a social democratic standpoint? That means essentially uprising. That means terrible social turmoil. That means a process that is very difficult to solve through elections.
So here's what I don't understand, Sandy, going back to the rural part of this, who say, well, the Democrats have left us, so we'll turn this over to people whose plans are going to damage them as well as Democrats. And then it's at a time when our country is pointing its finger at China. And what's going on there with the COVID situation. It's pointing its finger at Iran, and we're talking about what's happening, taking the freedoms away from the people in Iran. What is this?
All right, well, absolutely.
I mean, Sandy, come on.
I know, but, you know, this is the manifestation of what Tom was referring to that I keep coming back to, which is the parties are so afraid that the other side, when they get control, and I think the Republicans have persuaded their constituency, which is and the constituency that has allowed them to take the state houses, that Democrats and liberals are essentially Marxists. And Marxist is an unknown principle that is just anathema to and scary, right? It's a scary principle that if these people take control, they're going to what? They're going to implement what? But they don't say what it is, other than the fact that they're Marxists, socialists.
But see what they're doing.
Yes,
right. But you can't point to anything that comes anywhere near, even if you say they abandoned the rural Democrats. None of that even compares to the depth of this.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm just saying that their ability to grab the rural vote and to through that process grab the state houses is what makes this case so frightening. Because if the state houses were all kind of purple, right? If much more of the country was purple geographically than is currently the case, this decision would be troublesome, but it wouldn't have the obvious dangers that it has in today's world.
You know, I'm going to reluctantly move away from this because, you know, I just think people need to really feel what this is, right? I mean, this should be on every television channel.
Well, I think the people who are conservative ought to turn this on its head and say, what would we feel like 25 years from now if the Democrats adopt a strategy that is as successful as the Republican strategy has been for the last 25 years? And if 25 years from now, all the state houses in the country seem to be dominated by Democrats, how will this look then?
So let's look at that part of it. So Republicans control 30 or more state houses, and And they've been as high as 33 in the last couple presidencies. They have control over these. What's improved for the Republican, the people who call themselves Republicans? The rank and file Republicans with Republicans in control of the state houses. What's really improved for them?
Well, I don't know. That's why I come back to the median family in the country, and that median family, the two breadwinners who earn $75,000 together, and lots of the median families and the people who surround the median in terms of income levels are Republicans, are conservatives, and those people ought to be looking at their situation and realizing that the platform, certainly the platform of the Republican Party, offers them nothing.
Let's just take Wisconsin. Let's take Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
What has improved with the legislature being totally controlled, even when Governor Walker was governor and a Republican governor, Republican legislature? What really improved? For Republicans, everyday rank-and-file Republicans, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can't point to anything. It was under their leadership that the farms and the dairy farms kind of took the kind of licking that they took. Right?
Right. I mean, well, and Wisconsin's job situation, you know, the Walker administration had to cut the Foxconn deal to try and promise the kind of job improvement that they promised at the time of the initial election of Walker. And, of course, that didn't work out.
Right.
And the tax cuts that were enacted weren't beneficial, particularly to the median families. We didn't get child daycare. The medical care problems in Wisconsin weren't improved when Walker decided to turn down the Medicaid expansion in Wisconsin. There's been little, none really, in the way of middle class activity in the state of Wisconsin under Republican leadership that has improved the plight of middle class and lower middle class Wisconsinites.
So, you know, I mean, you know, I really do hope that people take a look at this, you know, whatever it is you're reading, you know, even if it's your local paper, whatever it is, you need to take a look at this case that is going to be brought up, because I think even though you got all that conversation about Roe versus Wade, this thing here.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have this caller, CJ, who calls in all the time. It'd be very interesting to find out whether someone like CJ thinks that it would be a good idea for the headcount in Wisconsin to be ignored in the determination of the Electoral College votes.
Yeah, well, you know, he's going to be like many of the others.
Well, I don't want to predict what he's going to say. I just think that it would be interesting to me whether this case reflects the views of conservatives.
Sandy, if the shoe was on the other foot, Rome would be burning. If it was Democrats
absolutely
trying to do this, you couldn't get a word in edgewise. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High temperatures reach up to 39 this afternoon under overcast skies with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow, lows around 27. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I like walking to you in the sunshine. I like talking to you on the phone. I like dancing with you in the lake.
The Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sandy, it's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Weaver. Sandy, there's so much that we as the American people don't know that goes into running a government and all these different entities that exist. That impact and affect our lives. We don't know all the rules and all the bylaws and all those things that are at the root of them. All we know is, hey, I need a loan. I'm going to go to my local institution and they offer loans. And so my credit is good enough. I want to get the loan. But we don't know the regulations and all the other things that go into that. All we know is at the end they say, yay, you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get excited. But we don't know, on average, how the entities things work. So they're entities
It has to do with two things. People don't know. And secondly, they don't have any leverage. When you need money, you need money. You know, there used to be you'd go to some guy, some Italian guy. I'm not kidding.
Guido.
Yeah, Guido. And, you know, you could borrow, pardon me, Italians.
Some of us.
Yeah.
Could go.
You know, that was the story, at least.
Right.
And you'd go to the illegal lender who would kneecap you if you didn't pay him back. And you understood that, but you needed the money desperately. Now we've got payday lenders and people like that. And the people desperately need loan. They understand that if they go to the payday lender and don't pay them back, it's going to cost them an arm and a leg to pay it back. But they need the money so badly, and they don't have any leverage. And so, you know, what the federal government is out there to do is to sort of create better leverage. If you're going to lend money to poor people, you can't put them in the poorhouse like essentially payday lenders do. If you don't pay a payday lender back on time, you can owe twice and three times the loan amount.
Sandy, you said you can't put them in the poorhouse, but yeah, you can. Legal to do it.
Well, I'm saying
to the poor.
Right. So that's what this Consumer Finance Protection Agency is about, is to try and set up rules and regulations that would try to levelize the marketplace a bit so that the people without leverage who need money aren't going to be on their knees and essentially whipped to death by their lenders because of their lack of leverage. The government's going to stand in their place and create rules and regulations to levelize the marketplace. And what's happened now is that the conservatives, probably armed with both money and arguments from those lenders, are coming forward and saying, wait a minute, you're shutting down access by the poor to borrowing. And they'll go out to the constituents and say, look, we're trying to protect your ability to borrow money. And here the federal government is going to try and constrain that. And money's going to be less available to you if these federal rules come into place. And furthermore, the conservatives are using these arguments that they've already used against the EPA. They're saying, look, an agency can't implement rules that aren't specifically supported by the specific language of the legislation. Well, just think what the language of legislation would have to be to deal with all of the various kinds of lending arrangements that exist in the marketplace. And as soon as a law was implemented that had all the rules for the existing tools,
they come up with new ones.
So you need to have an agency that has flexibility to deal with objectives rather than with pure language specificity. And that's one of the contests of the administrative power of government. It was one of the contests at the time of the New Deal. Do the agencies have broad authority to implement objectives, or do the objectives have to be specifically spelled out? And the Felix Frankfurter, Earl Warren liberal court said, no, you've got it. You've got the ability the agencies can implement objectives. This new conservative court is saying, no, you got to find the actual words in the legislation. And that's a huge difference.
Which they can't find because they don't exist.
Well, they don't exist because you couldn't enact legislation that is that specific and that would deal with all the specificities that the marketplace will come up with.
So in the meantime, the people who can least afford it are prey to these institutions.
And I would say that leverage is a bigger problem than knowledge. Knowledge is a problem. People who are desperate don't even look at the fine print because all they know is they need the money. They could read the fine print. They could understand it. They have a vague understanding of how expensive it might be. Look, lots of Americans will borrow money through their credit cards even though they know that the credit card interest rate is going to be 18%. And for many credit cards, it's 18%. You're late on a month, 18%. 18% is astronomical.
So what is usury? So if myself as, and you, Sandy, as you know, just citizens, what is usury? 33%?
Well, usury, actually, interestingly, if you get in the history of it, was actually kind of, you have Sharia law that doesn't allow Sharia law doesn't allow the use of interest at all.
Okay.
Usury was a Christian principle that basically said you can't, and it was kind of had to do with the notion that
Still exists, though, right?
That lenders,
still usury.
That lenders weren't Christian. Mostly they were Jewish, quite frankly, in the Middle Ages. Because the Christian law was like Sharia law and didn't allow the use of interest, usury. So it was different methods were employed. Usury is an old principle, and it's sort of is there a moral limit on how much interest should be paid? And so usury has disappeared as a concept, pretty much.
But is there still a usury law on the books in that one citizen to another citizen can only charge a certain amount of interest? Is that still on the books?
It would depend state to state, but right. I would say in large part, no.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Now, we're going to come back to this on the other side. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving.
I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Before the Supreme Court today, the case of a Christian graphic artist in Colorado who says designing wedding websites for gay couples would require her to do work that goes against her faith. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Website designer Lori Smith wants to create wedding websites, but says her Christian faith means she can't do that for same-sex couples. But refusing to do so is against Colorado law. The American Civil Liberties Union's part of this litigation, writing that if Smith can discriminate because she's an artist, all types of businesses could put up signs that say, "We do not serve blacks, gays, or Muslims." 5 years ago, there was a similar case filed by a Colorado bake shop. But now the high court is dominated 6-3 by conservatives who may be more sympathetic to religious plaintiffs. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Cases of the flu and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. One expert says kids can get over most cases of RSV with rest at home and over-the-counter medicine. Dr. Gregory DeMuri of UW Health says doctors weren't testing kids for RSV before the coronavirus pandemic, which usually peaks after the holidays. Republican Representative Dan Knodel of Germantown is running for the suburban Milwaukee State Senate seat that's open after the retirement of longtime Senator Alberta Darling. The 8th District has been trending more competitively in recent years, but so far no Democrats have announced they're running. Representative Deb Andraca has already said she's not interested. In sports, the Bucks are at Orlando tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let me go here, Sandy, because, you know, these first couple subjects, really, there's so much to them. I'm going to move on hesitantly. Fearing scandal. Air Force blocked general's foreign consulting deals. So help me understand how somebody who's been a general for the United States Army should be able to They oversaw U.S. supply routes through corruption-plagued Azerbaijan, sought to profit from their connections once they retired. An Air Force lawyer objected. The Post sued to make the case public. So what they're saying is you're once, you used to be a United States, general. And so you have connections globally. You've been able to do a lot of different things. Now you become a consultant. There's opportunities for you now to make a killing financially.
Right.
Do you think that's an okay deal?
No, but I think the problem is that Washington has gotten so jaundiced about this, so jaded, that, for instance, every U.S. senator, when they stop being U.S. senator, goes off and gets on the board of directors of five companies and sells influence. And it's what they're expect. It's sort of like, okay, I put in my time in Washington. Now I'm going to go out and make my money because I'm going to peddle my influence. And that's what people in the Defense Department do. That's what people in the Securities and Exchange Commission do. And there ought to be broadly based conflict of interest requirements. You can come to the U.S. government and work for the U.S. government, but what you can't do when you leave is to peddle influence. You know, if you're an accountant in the U.S. government, you can go out and be an accountant in private industry, but you can't go out and somehow sell the capacity to people to influence what it is that the regulatory authority is doing that you are sitting in the regulatory seat of. You know, it smells, and it smells everywhere. And the problem is that Washington smells everywhere like this. If you go to K Street, the lobbyists, the people who are lobbyists, many of them were congressmen. You know, people have learned how to turn the government job into money, and we've all become inured to it. Quite frankly, the Hunter Biden thing stinks to high heaven. And I don't blame the Republicans for talking about it because
they've got their own Hunter Biden.
You know, sure they do. I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, young Kushner, Jared Kushner, gets $1 billion from the Saudis after being in charge of negotiations with the Saudis for the U.S. federal government. It's this all is just a horrible display of turning government into money. It's really all a part of what Tom complains about, which is that money has taken control of government, and it's taken control of the minds of the people we have who are in government because they're constantly worrying about whether what they do in their government capacity is going to disrupt their potential to make a lot of money when they get out of government, which compromises what they do in government. Why do we think that the FAA regulators got so soft on board? I'm sure it's because many people in the FAA saw their future in as a job with someone like Boeing. So they decided to play nice.
You know, Sandy, one of the reasons why I love our show so much is because we bring this information and your in-depth understanding of all of those things. We as the American people know nothing of any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we run around and we talk about our democracy. We talk about the greatness of our democracy. We don't know this. We don't, and we don't, it doesn't bother us because, we don't see it.
Well, we seem to be closing our eyes to so much. We close our eyes to the 800 plus billion we spend on defense that's declared to be, it's being spent to keep America safe, but the case is never made for what safety it is that America is being preserved for. You know, what is the safety mechanism that's being deployed as the result of all this money, and what are the threats? And as a result, we aren't spending money on a whole bunch of things that could be beneficial to the American people. We seem to ignore that, and we seem to ignore the extent to which all sorts of the apparatus in our government has been compromised by the extent to which these conflicts of interest exist, so that the purity of our democracy and the purity of our government, it isn't subject to the same kind of money-changing hands that occurs in Ukraine and Russia and in a whole bunch of the other countries of the world. It's not that kind of corruption. It's a little more subtle, but it's very pervasive.
You know, Sandy, prior to getting an opportunity to do radio, I was one of the people who didn't pay any attention to these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. And it's only since I've been able to be over these airwaves that I'm starting to look at these things and say, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Democrat or Republican.
Right.
This is the way these things are situated. This is the way it goes. It's the way it's always gone.
Well, and it's getting worse because, you know, the conflict of interest rules used to be stricter than they are. To the extent that there's been a trend over the years with respect to conflict of interest rules, they've gotten more lenient rather than more severe. Every once in a while, the government will talk about, we're going to make some more stringent conflict of interest rules applicable to agency officials. They never talk about making them applicable to U.S. senators or congressmen.
So kickbacks, you know, even on the local levels, you know, there's an alderman. So aldermen get their salaries. But then there's some other things going on where aldermen can, if you don't watch them, if you don't know, there's some extra things that they can get that shouldn't be legal. But if you can't filter those things and follow all of those things, they're going to get a couple extra nuggets, right? Which you would say, hey, that shouldn't be right. You get a salary. That should be the end of it.
Well, there's all kinds of things. Supreme Court justices giving speeches in Hawaii. You know, I remember there was a Supreme Court justice who when he died in at a hunting lodge in Texas, a very expensive private hunting lodge in Texas recently. What was he doing at an expensive private hunting lodge in Texas? Who was his host? What was the issue there? We don't seem to have the backbone to enact really stringent conflict of interest rules, and we've got people in office whose purity of heart seems to be compromised, and I suspect it's because they feel like they are beyond being compromised, and so they can accept this, they can accept that, they can play golf here, they can go to that hunting lodge there, they can go to this speech in Hawaii, they can give this speech in the Bahamas, they can go over to West Germany on this particular boondoggle. All of this has become the way of the land. Talk to a congressman. They can tell you about the various boondoggles they've been on. The things that compromise officials are getting more and more available and less scrutinized.
Well, you know, Sandy, and the reason that they're less and less scrutinized is because reporters, news reporters used to be able to dig into those kind of things. Instead, now they're digging into whether or not Ye said and what he said.
Yeah.
And that apparently makes more money. People are more interested in that foolishness.
Well, let's unbundle what's happened to the newspaper industry, because it used to be.
So before we do that, let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. How you doing? You say what?
Great conversation. You know, I really believe Sandy was alluding to it, but I'm not going to allude to it. I'm going to face it head on. Our political structure in the U.S. is such as this. We can buy a candidate and put them in office. I really was nervous when Citizens United was enacted, because I pictured the Saudis buying a political person and putting him into office. That can happen, and nobody can say it can't. When they had the IRS scandal, as they called it, what that was about was the IRS was starting to audit these people who want a tax-free status, but yet they didn't qualify for it. So they called it a scandal. There have been so many pushbacks on trying to authenticate and show accountability to our system that have been stopped because it's so all about money. Now, if I'm wrong, and we can't buy our political candidates, I'm going to hang up and hear your counterpoints. Well, thanks, and have a great day.
No, but you're not wrong. We all know you can buy them.
Well, in fact, you know, you mentioned Saudi, but one of the reasons that Ukraine got so much attention in the United States before the Ukrainian war was that Ukraine was a very corrupt place, and they understood very well how corruption could be played in politics. And they were spending lots of money on American politicians. We had the Russian-leaning Ukrainians spending lots of money. Look at Paul Manafort and how much money he obtained from the Ukraine. You know, suddenly Ukraine became a place where politicians could get very rich. Burisma spending lots of money on Hunter Biden. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Those are a couple of the examples of what we know about. There was plenty of money flowing into the U.S. government and into officials of U.S. government from Ukraine. And Ukraine was divided between those who leaned toward Russia and the Ukrainian nationalists. And we have people in the U.S. who reflect both sides and both interests. And it's because money was spent to make sure that they were made aware of it. There were lobbyists, lobbyists who filed appropriately for their status, as well as those who didn't, like Paul Manafort. So, yes, I mean, it does represent a risk in that regard, as well as simply all kinds of private interests being reflected in the U.S. government instead of the public's interest.
Tom, quickly.
Tom. Say this. Yeah, can you hear me, Earl?
Yeah, go ahead.
Everyone should be aware of the statistic out there that every election, the person that spends more money on the election wins 94% of the time. The person that spends the most money on an election gets elected 94% of the time. Buckley versus Vallejo, Citizens United, Bilotti versus First National Bank. These are the three cases that have taken government away from we the people and have put it into the hands of uber wealthy.
Tom, having said that, and you constantly repeat it, and yet I don't think it moves the American people as much as it should, because the American people really don't care about those things.
I believe that they've just given up that
we can do anything.
I hope the American people wake up. Woke. That's the real definition of woke. Wake up and see what's going on. 80% of the day of the congressman's day is dialing for dollars. Look at every email you get. Look at every text you get. Begging like beggars on the street.
I got that,
for
but
money.
That's not as romantic as about Kim Kardashian and her skims, if you know what I mean.
No, I do know what you mean, but it's so disgusting. And the thing is, it's bread and circus, right? We're back to bread and circus. The zoo.
Hey, Connor, are you surprised I know about skims?
No.
No, I'm
not.
Sandy, you don't know what skims are.
Skims? Sure, yeah. I know what skims are.
Okay. Well, how do you and I know about skims?
Gosh, because I don't know. Been subjected to them, I suppose.
Hey, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 39. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of snow, lows level off around 27. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 38. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, it's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Listen, I know the subjects that Sandy and I are discussing on these Monday mornings and Friday mornings, there are things that maybe didn't come to mind for many of you, but we're gonna keep on talking about them because these things really do impact your life and the future of your children's lives, and the fact that many of us have lived this long in our lives and not known, you know, what's at the root of these things that happen in our government, I think it's clearly important that we understand, even though we're like reeds shaking in the wind. Most people aren't going to focus on it anyway, but it still doesn't mean that we shouldn't use this platform to reach out to people and let them know exactly what's happening in their country and what's happening to them. You know, Sandy, off the air, we start talking about the newspapers and what happened and what we used to see, right, in all these things.
We were talking about, you know, basically the corruption, the general sort of it's less corrupt than dollars being handed directly crossing palms. It's more invidious than that, but it's very pervasive, and it's also this general compromising of individuals in politics and in government, because their futures, when they get done with government and politics, lies in the private sector that they would otherwise be watching over. And so there's all this compromise happens, and there doesn't seem to be any news media coverage of it today. And that's one of the problems. We don't have sunlight like we used to because the news media has changed so much. The news media used to be thriving. The newspapers would fund reporters so they could muckrake, so they could go and dig and find things. They could run stories that were contrary to the interest of the sources that were issuing press releases and the people they were talking to in politics. But what's happened now without that money to fund it is that news media has had to resort simply to the easy, low-hanging fruit. If you're a newspaper person, you've got sources, and your sources provide you with information off the record, and then they also provide you with news releases, and you don't want to damage those sources because you'll lose your easy content. Your ability to provide news is related to your relationship to those people, and you won't compromise them in the process. And almost all of the news media now has resorted simply to low-hanging fruit. And what's the low-hanging fruit? Well, we've got press releases from government. We've got sources in government who are willing to tell us things off the record. And then we have low-hanging fruit like Yay, who simply gets attention if you write about them. And so that's what we're reading. We're reading stuff that is fed to the news media by sources and by other low-hanging fruit. And what we aren't getting from the news media anymore, other than from some vestiges of the past like Robert Woodward and others, is we're not getting the digging, the stuff that would uncover these problems or want to talk about them.
So do you attribute that, Sandy, to the big conglomerates that have sucked up all the local news and that controls many of the newspapers and others that used to be able to have more reporters? And now, even as we watch the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel once again being shopped around in order to, get rid of even more reporters.
I mean, that's been another result of what is the real reason for this, which is the change in the way advertising occurs. And advertising has done so much more over social media than it is over paper media, that newspapers lost their revenue advantage, their revenue sources, and they were forced to try and figure out a way to run on leaner budgets, and it also caused them, as they foresaw lower revenue futures, to figure out ways to exit the industry, so that all the locally owned news media became nationally owned news media, and then those national ownership groups began to consolidate even more. So to the point now where there are very few national media giants that own almost all of local media, like here in Milwaukee. We've got Gannett owning our local media. They're a giant. And their ability to pay attention to the local media, their ability or desire to spend lots of money on digging into the news in Milwaukee is far different than the days when we had the Milwaukee Journal and Sentinel under separate ownership. When you and I were small, when you had a paper route, the Journal and Sentinel were competing newspapers.
That's correct.
And they were competing for news, and they were digging for news, and they were shining a bright light on what was going on in both local settings and statewide settings. And all of that's gone.
You know, and as we speak, Gannett is shopping around the remnants of the Journal now, because they say, well, hey, listen, you guys need to, those who've been around a while, you need to retire, because we can't continue at this pace. And I'm like, man, I really do. It is frustrating to me when I look at the Journal.
Well, the fact is that sometimes, more pretty frequently, there'll be a big story about Milwaukee that I read in the New York Times that isn't even in the Journal Sentinel.
Right. And so, but all of these different things, Sandy, are at the root of why the focus on the things that you and I talk about, which should be impacting, which are impacting the lives of all of us, aren't brought to the forefront. Unless you're listening to Sandy and Earl,
right?
You're not going to find out about a lot of these things, and it's why you're so important in the discussions that we have. Because I have these same questions. These questions that I bring up, I'm like, wow, I didn't know that. I really had no concept and no idea of that, but I do see the correlation between that and my life.
Well, the ability to explain why we have this darkness where there used to be brightness in terms of sunlight on public activity and the compromising of our government doesn't really give me a lot of hope as to how we're going to get away from it, because without sunlight, all this compromise and sort of quasi-corruption will continue to persist, and it has thrived. You know, in the last 25 years, a lot of this compromise has expanded, and K Street has thrived, and I think it has come in parallel to this loss of revenue from media and the lack of capacity of media.
But you know, Sandy, it you and I is not going to change our lives, but it's those people who have uncertain futures in this country that this needs to be, sanitized for, right?
Right.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Hang on. We'll be right back on the other side.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto con primas.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.